KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky, and it's 54 degrees. We're looking for a light rain or drizzle to be ending this morning. We'll have a high around 65, winds northeast at 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 45, and tomorrow partly cloudy, high of 75. We picked up 5/100ths of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours. It ended at 7 a.m. Nothing since then. Here in Atlantic, we do show some showers and perhaps a few embedded thunderstorms along the I-80 corridor. On over Adair and just east and southwest of there. Also some showers and thunderstorms north of Messina, around the Greenfield Fontenelle area, and over by Stewart, also along the I-80 corridor in Adair County. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department is reporting 4 arrests and 2 incidents of theft. Authorities say 2 people were arrested early Sunday morning in the 900 block of North Spruce Street. According to the report, 59-year-old Rodney Earl Bell of Creston was arrested at 915 North Spruce at around 12:50 a.m. Sunday on charges that include possession of a controlled substance, second offense, marijuana, and possession of a controlled substance, second offense, methamphetamine. Bell was taken to the Union County Jail and posted a $4,000 cash or surety bond. At around 3:13 a.m. Sunday, 55-year-old Deborah Lynn Graham of Creston was arrested at 912 North Spruce. She was charged with controlled substance violation, methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Graham was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $100,000 cash or surety bond. Both arrests were made possible through the help of K-9 Baxo, who was deployed and played a key role in the investigation, authorities say. Baxo also assisted in recovering precursors used to manufacture methamphetamine. Late Saturday night, 62-year-old James Eugene Street of Council Bluffs was arrested at 915 North Spruce and charged with intent to deliver marijuana. Street was taken to the Union County Jail and posted a $5,000 cash or surety bond. Creston police said at around 3 a.m. Saturday, 41-year-old Julie Ann Gear of Corning was arrested at Lincoln and Townline in Creston for OWI first offense. Gear was transported to the Adams County Jail, later posted bond, and was released. Creston police on Sunday had issued a press release saying that officers of the Creston Police Department, the Creston Police K-9 Unit, the Union County Sheriff's Office, and Afton Police Department had executed a narcotics search warrant on Saturday in the city of Creston. Authorities said at the time that a large amount of methamphetamine, marijuana, U.S. currency, and a loaded firearm had been seized from a residence, and at that time no arrests had been reported while the investigation was underway and no names had been released. Also, Creston police said that a man from Lorimore reported Friday afternoon that his vehicle was broken into the overnight of the 7th while it was parked at 1111 West Adams Street in Creston. The man said that a Glock 17 was stolen, as well as an extra magazine that was loaded and the holster it was in. The loss was estimated at $700. Saturday afternoon, a man residing in the 300 block of West Lucas Street in Creston told authorities that his black and white Genesis bike was stolen from his residence. The loss was estimated at $180. 2 people were arrested on theft charges Sunday afternoon in Red Oak, according to the Red Oak Police. 36-year-old Beth Renee Perdue and 39-year-old Joseph Aaron Nelson, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody at a residence in the 200 block of Oakwood Avenue at around 1 p.m. They were transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond each for theft in the fifth degree. Red Oak police arrested a man early Sunday morning on a simple misdemeanor charge. 42-year-old Michael Edward Irvin Jr. was taken into custody for public intoxication at around 2 a.m. Sunday in the 1000 block of East Corning Street in Red Oak. Irvin Jr. was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig says it's the last week of produce in the park here in Atlantic, and we're celebrating with a little Halloween action, trick-or-treat in the park. Produce in the park takes place on Thursday, October 14th from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. in the downtown Atlantic City Park at 7th and Chestnut, and features trick-or-treating fun. Costumes are not required, but expect to see some costumes at the park, along with fresh local produce, including pie pumpkins, squash, melons, tomatoes, peppers, produce, aronia berries, and more. Also more farm favorites such as pumpkin butter, jams, jellies, and syrups, goat milk syrups, granola, honey, and local meat. There'll also be local crafts of produce in the park, including soaps, candles, and wax melts in cozy fall scents. Baked goods, including Kringleman Danish pastries in all flavors. Sue's Country Garden baked goods, Bronco Farms pumpkin pies, pre-order only, and a guest chef will be there as well. Jennifer from Erickson Foods will have some samples and recipes of maple butternut squash casserole. The October 14th Park Packs feature Erickson Foods maple butternut squash casserole, and those park packs can be pre-ordered from Runco Farms. Community organizations at the market include Atlantic Elks Lodge, Cass County Prosper, Atlantic Rising, Cass County Master Gardeners, Advanced Services, Employment Services. Also, entertainment includes Sarah Selders from 4:30 until 5:25, an Atlantic Rising update from 5:25 to 5:35, and Lisa Johnson will be performing 5:35 to 6:30 on Thursday. Snacks at the market include kettle corn and fresh squeezed lemonade, plus a sneak peek at the Atlas Atlantic Cinemas holiday popcorn. And the Ham School District's Board of Education is set to meet this evening in Anita. The meeting takes place at the Ham High School's superintendent's office beginning at 6:30 p.m. You can take a look at the items on their consent agenda and possible action items in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.